Mishnah today. We're doing Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Oh, this is a very exciting Mishnah. This is one of the more famous Mishnayos in Seder Nezikin. Says the Mishnah, Hamachlif Para Bachamar. If you trade your cow for a donkey, so you have the donkey right in front of you, so you pull the donkey toward you, and where's your cow? It's somewhere in the garage, you know, somewhere far away. And you don't have the cow right there, so you're not watching the cow as this is happening. And then you go, Viyolda. It turns out, when you go to see the cow has already has given birth. What you don't know is, when did the cow give birth? Did the cow give birth after you took the donkey? In which case, the cow, the baby, the calf, belongs to the other guy? Or did the cow give birth before you took the donkey while it was still your cow? In which case, the baby belongs to you. So, to be clear, there's no question who the mommy cow belongs to. When you took the donkey, the mommy now belongs to the other guy. The question is, who does the baby belong to? We don't know, because you don't know when it was born. What do you do when you have a suffix about mamon? Ah, so you all know a little bit about this. Ah, so it says, so let's see. V'cheina mocha shivchaso. Or also, if you sell your shivcha, how do you sell a shivcha? Because she's a shivcha kenanis, a non-Jewish shivcha. You sell your shivcha, v'yelda, and she gives birth. And you don't know, did she give birth before you sold her or after you sold her? Ze omer ad shelo macharti. So the seller says, it was before I sold it that it gave birth. So the baby's mine. Vizo omer misha lakachti. And the buyer says, no, it was after you sold it that it gave birth. So the baby is mine. Yachloku, you split it. So. Right, Solomonic wisdom. Yes, you cut the baby in half and you split the value of the baby, obviously, right? This is not a Solomonic wisdom. So one buys out the other. They figure it out, but they're partners in the baby. Let's say the seller had two servants, echad gadol ve'echad katan. One that was a gadol, one that was a katan. One that was a big, one that was small. V'chein shtei sados, achas gadol ve'echad katan. Or he had two fields, a large one and a small one. And he sold one of them, but he doesn't know which one he sold. He just, they didn't have great lawyers looking over the documents. And the documents said, selling you my slave. Probably he's got two of them. And we don't know if he meant like the strapping, hulking, strong, good working one, or the one that, that's a weak link who can't do anything and who just sits on the couch eating Doritos all day. They don't know which slave he sold. Or he has two fields, and he just wrote in the document, field. I'm selling you a field. So obviously, they need a better lawyer. But this is what happens. The buyer says, obviously, I bought the big one. And the seller says, I don't know, not sure which one I sold. Zacha begadol. So the buyer gets the big one. If hamocher omer katan macharti, the seller says, I sold the small one. Va'lo omer, and the buyer says, ein yodea, I don't know which one I bought. So ein lo ela katan. So then the buyer only gets the smaller one. What's the principle at work over there? Bari v'shema, bari yadiv. One guy says, I know for sure, and the other guy says, I don't know. So the one that knows for sure wins. What happens though? Ze omer gadol v'ze omer katan. They both claim to know for sure, but they're saying different things. Yishava hamocher shakatan machar, shakatan machar. The seller swears that the one he sold is the smaller one, and then the buyer only gets the smaller one. What happens if ze omer eni yodea v'ze omer eni yodea? They both say they don't know. Yachloku. So the buyer and the seller split the difference in value between them. So the smaller one costs $50 and the bigger one costs $100. So the extra 50 gets split into two, 25 each. Right? So that is the Mishnah. So again, if you're not sure when the cow or the shivcha that you sold gave birth, what's the halacha?
Yachloku.
Right? The halacha is yachloku, the Mishnah says. If you have a bari v'shema, bari yadif. If you have a bari v'bari,
seller swears
and then wins. If it's a shema v'shema, yachloku. So we have Yachloku in two of these cases in the Mishnah. Now it happens to be the first cases of the Mishnah where we said Yachloku are also a Shema V'Shema. Neither of them could really know for sure when, right, it would seem to be a Shema V'Shema. Neither of them could really know for sure when the animal gave birth or when the Shivcha gave birth. They weren't there. They were somewhere else. Okay, so the Mishnah, going back to that first case in the Mishnah, you switch your cow for a donkey and the cow gives birth and we don't know when it gave birth. So ask the Gemara, Amay Yachloku, why would you split it? V'lechzi b'rishus d'man kaima. Whose property is the cow standing in right now? Is the calf standing in right now? The guiding principle of Safek in Dine Mamon is a motzi mechavero alavaraya. So let the other guy be the one who's trying to be motzi mechavero. He's the one trying to get it from you. Let him bring a raya. It's in someone's property right now. So answer the Gemara, Amr Chia Baravin, Amr Shmuel, Ba'omedes Ba'agam. Who says it's someone's property? It's in a swamp. And apparently swamps were typically hefker. No one owns this land. So says the Gemara, Shivchanami, the Kaima Besimta. And a Shivcha, it's less likely that she'd be in a swamp, right? Because she's human, right? So like, what are you doing hanging out in a swamp? She's not a, right? Who hangs out in a swamp? Okay, other than Rabbi Shrek,
alligators.
Fiona.
Fiona, that's the princess.
What's it called? The alligators. The
we had the donkey. Okay, we're getting all the characters. Okay, thank you. Good. So it says Gemara.
The frogs.
The donkey maybe was in the swamp, but the cow.
Okay, wow.
What's going on here?
She's so confused. Shivchanami, the kaima besimta. The case of the Shivcha is that she must have been in a simta, in a small little corner right off of Rishos HaRabim, where people typically conduct business, they sell things in that place, so it's not really anybody's property. It doesn't belong to anybody. So that's the point. The point is it doesn't belong to anybody, the property that the baby's in. Why does that matter that it doesn't belong to anybody? You can't say Amotzi Mechaver Alavaraya. So what the Gemara is saying right now is, of course you say Amotzi Mechaver Alavaraya. We only say Yachloku when you can't say Amotzi Mechaver Alavaraya because no one has it. V'nukma Cheskas the Marakama says, but I have a different idea. There's another way to resolve the issue. Why don't you keep it by the original owner? Meaning, the last time we knew about this fetus, about this baby, about who owned this baby, the last time we knew for sure, who did it belong to? The seller. So why don't we say, good, so it still belongs to him. That's what we call a chazaka, cheskas marakama, that he was the previous owner, so we should assume he maintained his ownership. The buyer now is the motzi mechaveru. He's the one that's trying to get it. He should have to bring the raya. So says mara hamani sumchasi. No, we don't say Amotzi Mechaver Alavaraya. Now we're backtracking on the whole thing. We're assuming, this Mishnah is assuming that Amotzi Mechaver Alavaraya is not the guiding principle of a Safek in Dini Mamanus. What do you do when you have a Safek in Dini Mamanus according to Sumchus? Yachloku. So it says the Gemara, Eimer Damer Sumchus B'Shema B'Shema. B'Bari Bari Miyamar. Wait, Sumchus only says Yachloku when neither party knows for sure. But when both guys are saying Bari, both of them have a time as Bari, they both are sure, and apparently the Gemara is assuming that in the first case of our Mishnah, they're not saying maybe the cow was born earlier, maybe the cow was what?
The Mishnah says they both claim.
Yeah, yeah, they claim it, but you know the simple reading you would imagine is how could they possibly know? Right, so the Gemara is assuming that they're claiming it with the Tainas Bari, that they're saying that they know it for sure. So would Sumchus say even when both of them have a Tainas Bari that you'd say Yachloku? Shouldn't Sumchus agree when they both have a Tainas Bari that it should be a Motzi Mechavero Alav Haraya? Answers the Gemara: Amar Rav Ravuna in Amar Sumchus Afilu Bari Ubari. Sumchus holds Yachloku regardless. When you're not sure what to do with the money, whether it's Shema v'Shema, whether it's Bari v'Bari, we don't say Amotzi Mechaver Alavaraya. According to Sumchus, what do you always say? Yachloku. So, or the Gemara says, Rava Amar li olam ki Amar Sumchus Shema v'Shema. Aval Bari Bari lo Amar. A different possibility. Maybe you're right. Maybe Sumchus would only say Yachloku when it's Shema v'Shema, not when it's Bari u'Bari. And you could still explain our Mishnah according to Sumchus. Utni ze omer Shema ad shalom acharti. Vze omer Shema mishalakachti. What do we have to just do to the Mishnah? Add in the word Shema. Now, is that cheating? Are you allowed to do that? And I say, well, the Mishnah doesn't seem to say what I want it to be saying. So, you know, I enjoy, you know, let's say I'm an axe murderer. I enjoy murdering people. So the Torah has this, I only have one problem. The Torah has this thing where it says, Lo Tirtzach, right? So very simple. No. What it means is Tirtzach. Like, I mean, you can't do that. So, all right, you're not allowed to do that with the Torah. You're allowed to do that with the Mishnayos. I don't enjoy waking up early for Kriya Shema. So I'm going to take the Mishnayos at the beginning of Brachos and say, you know, just adjust them just a little bit. You know, for very holy rabbis. But, you know, not for me. Like, can I just do that? Just add. So what's happening over here is not adding in words. Even when the Gemara says, Chisuri Mechsura, Vahachi Katani, which the Gemara does all the time, says Chisuri Mechsura, it's missing. It doesn't really mean it's missing words. It means that the Mishnayos were written in a way where they're written somewhat cryptically. Cryptically doesn't mean like Halloween creepy. Cryptically means like vague. And I don't know, sometimes kids don't know that. Okay, maybe you know that. You're all looking at me like I'm not. Okay, so
it means mysterious.
Right. Somewhat mysteriously and vague. It's meant to be written in that way. So it requires a little bit of interpretation. So that's what, right? So that was my conversation with myself 2 minutes ago. He said, well, it's clear in the Mishnah that it's Bari. So I said, no, it's not clear in the Mishnah at all. And that's what the Gemara is reinterpreting. It's not adding words. It's reinterpreting, saying that it must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Shema Shema. So what's our main point over here? We have very clearly, Sumchus holds that we do not say Amotzi Mechaver Olavaraya. We say Yachloku, but we have a Machlokas where the Sumchus even says Yachloku in the case of Bari Yabari. Right? Sumchus says Yachloku when others would say Amotzi Mechaver Olavaraya, but there's a Machlokas where the Sumchus would say Yachloku even in the case of Bari Yabari. So try to get down that point. Okay, so now the Gemara asks on the answer of Rabba Bar Avuhna. Right, Rabbi Rafun is one that said that Sumchus even says by Bari Ubari. Tanan, the end of the Mishnah says that if the guy has two servants, one of them is big, one of them is little, and he sold one of them, he doesn't know which one he sold. Zeo Merini Odea. What did the Mishnah say? If both of them say, I don't know, which is another way of saying you have a Shema Vishema. They both say, I don't know. So what did the Mishnah say? Yachloku. That you split it. So Bishlam el Rava, I understand very well according to Rava, mi deseifa Shema v'Shema, from the fact that at the end of the Mishnah we say Yachloku in the case of Shema v'Shema, they don't know which one it was. Reisha Nami, the beginning of the Mishnah, should also be interpreted as Shema v'Shema, where they don't know which when the animal gave birth, and that's why it's Yachloku. Elo l'Rabba Barav Hunadamar in Amar Sumchus Afilu Bari Ubari, but according to Rab Barav Hunu who thinks that Sumchus would say that you split it even by Bari Ubari, Hashtu Bari Ubari Amar Yachloku Shema V'Shemi Mi Bayi. If Sumchus would even say Yachloku in the case of Bari Ubari, does the end of the Mishnah really need to tell me that he says Yachloku by Shema V'Shema? Meaning at the end of the Mishnah, Sumchus says, oh, I got a big idea, Yachloku in the case of Shema V'Shema. Well, that makes sense if the Reisha also said that. But once the Reisha told me a bigger Chiddush, the Reisha already told me that Sumchus holds Yachloku even by Bari Ubari. It doesn't make sense to then follow up with a smaller Chiddush by Shema V'Shema. So it says Mar Imishim Halo Iria. That's the best he got. Imishim Ha, if that's your Kasha, Lo Iria. Come on, that doesn't tell me anything. Tana Seifa Lugluye Resha. Sometimes the Seifa is more explicit to allow us to figure out what the Resha was talking about. Shalo Toma Resha Shema Vashema Avalbari Bari Lo. In order that we shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that the Resha is talking about Shema and Shema, but if it were Bari Ubari, you shouldn't make the mistake of thinking, but if it were Bari Ubari, that you don't split. So Tana Seifa Shema V'Shema. The Seifa says explicitly Shema V'Shema, Mechal de Bereisha Bari Ubari Vafilu Achi Achloku. Why does the Seifa say Shema V'Shema? So that you can know that the Resha must have been talking about a different case. And what's the different case? Bari Ubari, and you still see Achloku in the Resha. So you can't prove anything from our Mishnah. Now the Gemara has a second challenge on Rabba Bar Avuhna, also from our Mishnah. So we're going to go through the challenge, the answer, and that will be it for today when we get to the two dots. Second challenge. Tanan, Our Mishnah said, if a mocher had two avadim, right? One of them was big, one of them was little, sold one of them, doesn't remember which one he sold. Ze omer gadol, vize omer katan. Each one comes with a tainas. Bari. I know that I sold, that I bought the big one. No, I know that I sold you the little one. Yishava hamocher shakatan machar. The seller swears that he sold the little one, and then he wins. So the Gemara says, Bishlam ala Rava, I understand very well according to Rava, da amar ki amar sumchus shema shema, av bari bari lo amar. That fits beautifully if you assume that you're only going to say yachloku in a case of shema shema, because this is a case of bari bari, and guess what we're not saying? We're not saying yachloku. Oh, perfect. So if Yold Sumchus doesn't say yachloku in a case of bari bari, that fits. Mishum hachi yishava, that's why instead you swear. El Rabbi Rav Huna, Tamar in, Amar Sumchus Afil Bari Ubari. But according to Rabbi Rav Huna, that Sumchus would say Yachloku even in the case of what? Of Bari Ubari. Ooh, so then Amai Yishava Mocher. Yachloku mi Baile. Why is the guy swearing in that case? It's a regular Bari Ubari. The halacha should be, according to you, the halacha should be, according to you, Rabbi Rav Huna, the halacha should be Yachloku. So why isn't there a Yachloku? Says the Gemara, Moda Sumchus. What does that mean? Even Sumchus, who always holds Yachloku, according to Rabbi Baruch Huna, he holds Yachloku by Shema Shema, he holds Yachloku by Bari Bari. There is a circumstance where he doesn't hold Yachloku. And what's that case? Where you have to swear a Shvua min HaTorah, a Shvua d'Oraisa. And since the Mocher, in this case, has to swear a Shvua d'Oraisa, why? What's the Shvua d'Oraisa? Which, how many Shvuos D'Oraisa are there?
Three.
Right? There are three, or, right, maybe.
What do we ask? Eidah, Chol, and Shomer.
Shvuos Shomer. So which one is this? What's he saying? You owe me the big Eved. I only owe you the
small
Eved. Ah, Mother B'Mixas. So since he's a Mother B'Mixas, he admits he owes the Eved Katan or the Sade Katana. So he's Chayv Shvuos Mother B'Mixas min HaTorah. So Kedivinu Neymar L'Kaman, and we're going to explain that in the Gemara on Amud Beis. So Sumchus is Moda, that once he's swearing anyway, we're not going to be Mechayev him to be Cholik, we give him the Katim, because when you swear, you gotta, you can't say you swear and then you lose, right? if you swear, then whatever you, meaning for Mechayev Yeshua, then we have to believe you, right? Otherwise, you cannot be Mechayev Yeshua and then not believe the guy. Why not?
Because then you're making me.
Yeah, then you're just being makshil guy in an isser. If you're going to say, right, you're not allowed to swear falsely. So if I'm going to say, I want you to swear, and then I won't believe you, it means I want you to do a major aveira right now. Right? So I can't, and we can't do that. That's an inconsistent position. So main point over here to get down, the Gemara challenges Rabba Bar Rav Huna twice from our Mishnah. Challenges Rabba Rav Huna twice from our Mishnah. Meaning, that means the Gemara tries to prove that Sumchus holds Yachloku only in Shem of Shem, not in Bari Bari, but we reject both challenges. The only case Sumchus won't hold of Yachloku is what? What's the only case Sumchus won't hold of Yachloku? When there is a Shvua d'Oraisa. That's the only case he won't hold of Yachloku. Should we stop there or should we keep going? Let's stop there.
Only case he will.